Hi, this is David. If you're serious about improving your energy, performance, and overall health, what you put in your body matters. But here's the problem. The U.S. allows over 10,000 food additives in our food supply, many of which are banned in other countries. But I've found a solution. Thrive Market, the no-junk online grocery store that bans over 1,000 harmful ingredients and makes high-quality nutrition the new standard. And it's not just food. Thrive Market also has top-tier supplements for longevity and recovery. My go-tos are vitamin D, magnesium, and B12 to keep my energy levels high. They even carry antioxidant-rich green tea and anti-inflammatory superfoods to help with recovery. With savings up to 30% off and fast carbon-neutral shipping, Thrive Market takes the guesswork out of eating clean. No junk. No fillers, just the best in high-quality nutrition. Want to upgrade your health? Go to thrivemarket.com/inspirational for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/inspirational. thrivemarket.com/inspirational. Thank you. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Increasing Personal Efficiency by Russell H. Conwell, published in 1917. A life is divine when duty is a joy. The best work we ever do is the work we get pleasure from doing, and the work we are likeliest to enjoy most is the work we are best fitted to do with our talent. There is nothing in the world except marriage that we should be slower to take upon ourselves than our life work. Therefore, think much, read much, inquire much, before you assume any life career. When you have decided what is best fitted for you, pursue it ceaselessly and courageously, no matter how far distant it may be, how arduous the labor attending it, or how difficult the ascent. The greater the difficulty surmounted, the more you will value your achievement, and the greater power you will have for keeping on with your work after you have reached your goal. Do your utmost to find a friend who is older than you, and consult with them frequently, and give every person your ear, for the humblest in station, and those with little knowledge in certain matters, may see a few things more clearly than others, and may be well stored with what you most require. Take each person's advice, but act according to your own judgment. Teachers should be the best advisors of those about to enter upon their life work, and no service of the schoolmaster or professor can ever be more helpful than that of helping a student to choose a career. The best work real teachers do for their pupils is by no means the teaching of a few academic subjects. It is almost always the work they are not paid for, and which nobody, outside of those who realize what real education is, seems ever to consider. It is sympathy for their students, getting them to understand the great things that are involved in the process of getting an education, making them realize that true education means growth of all their spiritual faculties, head, heart, and will, and that what we get from textbooks is the very least part of an education. It is helping them to understand that knowledge got from books and teachers is always a menace to those whose spiritual faculties of head, heart, and will have not been thoroughly disciplined. It is wise counsel in choosing a life career. Instead of looking upon this side of their work as divine, instead of being wise counselors and friendly guides during this great transitional stage from youth to adulthood, college professors are often far more interested in their individual concerns or in what they call research work. This research work may give them some temporary glory and a little advertisement to the institutions that employ them, but the supreme duty they owe to their students and to humanity is to do their utmost to make full, worthy, and successful men and women out of their students. No traitor is such a traitor to their country and to the whole world as the university professor who is unfaithful to this sacred trust. Get advice as to the best books to read. A good book is the best of counselors, for it is the best product of some good soul, and it is a patient counselor whom we may continually consult upon the same subject as often as we wish. But waste no time, especially at the opening of your career, upon books which have no message for your character and no helpfulness in the work you shall assume for life. When you have taken up a book as your counselor, don't put it aside until it has been thoroughly digested and assimilated. One book read is worth 100 books skimmed through. And of all the dilettantes, a literary dilettante is the most contemptible. Francis Bacon says, "Some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, some to be chewed and digested." However, it is only the books that are to be chewed and digested that we can afford to peruse at the outset in our career. The literary pleasures and gardens may come later in life. Do your utmost to understand poetic expression, for the classic poets are the greatest teachers in the world, as well as the greatest of all legislators. It is they who teach the great in conduct and the pure in thought. Without education that shall enable us to take them as our friends, life bears upon it the stamp of death. The great poets are free, and they make their lovers free. A great poet is nature's masterpiece. At the touch of their imagination, words blossom into beauty. A true poet is the most precious gift to a nation, for they feel keenest the glorious duty of serving truth. They cannot countenance despotism of any kind, for it is the instinct of all great spirits to be free. More than other authors, the true poet makes us self-forgetful, makes life and the whole human race nobler in our eyes. All things are friendly and sacred to them, all days holy, all good men and women divine. There is very little worthy work nowadays that does not need some schooling that it may be well done. If you have an opportunity to give yourself this help, don't neglect it. Carefully select the courses that will be most helpful to you in your career, and don't be sidetracked by any of what we sentimentalists term culture studies. There's nothing better in the world than culture study if we can afford it and have time for it, but there is no greater or more wicked waste of valuable time than the time spent upon what some sentimentalists term culture study. When you have taken up the studies you have decided upon, keep steadily to your course and shun diversions. Recreations are as essential to the student who intends to do great work as food is to the body, but diversions disqualify them for earnest work, and may breed a habit of half-heartedness that shall bring their failure. Don't be foolish and hope to be great in many lines of endeavor. The one who sips of many arts drinks none. In every vocation today, competition is so keen that the person who will succeed must be content to be supreme in one thing alone. To dilly and dally weakens all our spiritual powers. Thoroughness is the central passion of all worthy characters. It is nobler to be confined to one calling, and to excel in that, than to dabble in 40. When we have formed the habit of doing carelessly tasks other than our life work, we shall soon get into the way of doing carelessly the work of our chosen calling. There is nothing that gives us greater assurance that our life work will be thoroughly done than to habituate ourselves to do the slightest task completely. Sing the last note fully. Make the last letter of your name complete. Eat the last morsel deliberately. In a real individual's life, there are no trifles. Whatever is worth doing by you is worth doing well. The many-sided Edward Everett attributed his being able to do so many things well to his early habit of doing even the least thing thoroughly. He used to say that he prided himself upon the way he tied up the smallest package. Although colleges and universities may be very helpful, don't forget to remember that they are merely helpers. You become somebody only when the fight is won within yourself. Without a college education, many have reached the pinnacles of success through their own individual earnestness and energy. Schools make wise people wiser, but they make fools greater fools than ever. If colleges today have fallen somewhat into disrepute, it is largely due to the fact that we have sent more fools than wise ones to college. In the past, many a person was better for being too poor to attend school. Like Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, Peter Cooper, and tens of thousands of other Americans. Their thirst for what books had to give them forced them to work harder and to deny themselves all of the frivolous enjoyments that would have impeded their success. All that is won by sacrifice and downright hard work is priceless, and many noble men and women who have risen to high honor and station owe their place and power solely to this. Be always mindful that personal power is the only safe foundation for reputation. There is only one true aristocracy in America. Those with more spiritual power and individual accomplishment than the rest. Nothing is more foolish than the idea that any education is worthless which is obtained in self-study or through channels other than the conventional classroom. History shows us that the victory of military generals did not depend upon the place where they got their training or the time of day when they studied. Oliver Cromwell, the greatest general of his day, was a farmer until his 40th year, when he entered the army of the Parliament against Charles I. The only question that concerns a nation that puts a general at the head of its forces is, do they have the powers that shall make us victorious? People in distress don't ask for the pedigree of the lifesaver. nor do they stop to inquire when they graduated. Don't be frightened off by sticklers for what is customary. Knowledge is the right of everyone, and it can be had by the humblest people in the land. Be convinced of this and enter the race. The world steps aside and lets you pass when you know where you are going. All the world will shout to clear the track when they see a determined giant is coming. In choosing your career, don't be limited to the old professions. There are today many more occupations, calling for the highest skill and offering the highest inducements than there were 50 years ago, and these positions are steadily increasing. However, the young person who is determined to be right and to do right must never lose sight of this truth. That life is vastly more than food, fashion, and lodging. Living for self is suicide. The individual of character and soul gets far greater enjoyment and far greater reward from making life a blessing for those who come their way than they get from all other things combined. No person lives so truly for themselves as the individual who lives for other people. And the one chief purpose of education is that it gives a larger view of life and adds greater power to serve humanity. The person who really wants to make their life count is ever watchful and observant. Each day in each place multiplies their means of happiness for themselves and for others.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.